Just before I start, a personal word. Today, Mother's Day, would have been my mum's 92nd birthday. 92. It's 23 years since she left us, and I still miss her and remember her. So many happy memories focused around the church in the hall. A few sad times too. Her funeral was here. So I dedicate the talk today to her memory. I know there's not that many people in this room today that will remember her, but she was great. All mothers are great, aren't they? But mine was the best. I'm not arguing with you, it's true. And I have to thank her for bringing me here with the family 53 years ago when I first came through the doors of St. George's. So this is for you, Mum. O Lord our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Psalm 8. What a great psalm. I was so lucky to be able to choose this one as my favourite and to get to talk to you about it. It's a song. It's meant to be sung to the music of a lyre or a harp. And just so you know, I've been researching. A lyre is more like a guitar. It has a bridge and you go like that. And a harp, the strings go into a box at the bottom and you go... Bring. I've no idea what the difference of the sound is, but that's the difference of a musical instrument. As this isn't a poem, it's a song. I thought I would sing it for you. Are you up for that? Who's heard me singing before? Yeah, all the people who've heard me singing are definitely not up for that. So, Psalm 8. It's on page 542 in the first part of the Bibles. When you let your thoughts turn to the glory of creation, to the spectacular beauty that God has placed around us, when you think of God's handiwork, where do your thoughts turn? 3,000 years ago, David, a shepherd, slept in the fields, lived on the hills, and spent a life surrounded day by day by the evidence of creation. He was a shepherd, but also a poet, a musician. He responded to his experience of creation in the way he knew best. He wrote poems, songs, psalms of praise, expressing his admiration for, worship of, devotion to God. And 3,000 years later, his words, the words of Psalm 8 and many other psalms, still help us to draw closer to the Creator. So why is this psalm one of my favourites? It expresses three great truths that touch me. God, the Creator, is amazing. Creation is spectacular. From macro to micro, it displays the pure heart and glory of a God without the need for us to do anything but look. God created us, his people, humans, and we're special. We're special, we're in a relationship with him and his creation. So David, the shepherd, developed a deep appreciation of creation through his intimate daily relationship with it. How do we, you and me, relate to creation? We look, we listen, and we are entranced by the spectacular things our God has made. And up on the screen, we're going to have some pictures. Yay, pictures. These are just going to keep rolling around while I'm talking, so you don't have to look at me. You can look at the pictures that are much prettier than I am. God creates amazing things. The sun, the moon, the Milky Way. Nebulas so far out in space, we're seeing them as they were millions, maybe billions of years ago. DNA, cells, animals, plants. I'm going to give you 30 seconds of awestruck wonder that the hand of the Creator who made massive mountains, spectacular space, detailed cells, that God made us specially to look at this and to look after this. Just think about that God. The majesty of God is written large across the skies. The images are of his handiwork. the stars, the skies, later on animals. What do we think when you think of majesty? What does that word convey to us? The majestic Himalayas, the majestic lion, king of beasts, the pomp and ceremony of the royal family. Or do you think of the glory of God? The glory described in places like the book of Revelation or Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, the first couple of verses. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temples were filled with smoke. The Lord, our Lord, is majestic and awe-inspiring. And the response we have to his majesty now is the same response that David had then. We are dumbstruck. And then we turn to praise. We should praise the God who made it all. Praise his majesty. Our God is regal, lofty, stately, imposing, grand, supreme. He causes admiration and respect. That's God. That's his handiwork that we're admiring. And as the pictures move on, realize how majestic and creative our God is. Then in verse 2 it says, "Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger." This seems strange. How do children silence the enemies of God? Well, it's because of their simple trust, their direct faith, and their joyful appreciation of all that God has made. Against an unshakable and unbreakable faith, the enemy has no chance to bring division or uncertainty or doubt. Simple faith can't be overcome. The enemy's powerless. So if you have doubts or questions, or find some things the Bible says hard, cares may be dragging you down and separating you from God, remember, faith is the answer. Faith is the best answer. And what is faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith not only moves mountains, it protects us from despair. Protects from despair of feeling separate to the power of the Creator. So as we look at the creation, we revel in being part of the Creator's plans. We see jaw-dropping detail and panoramic vastness of all he's made. We begin to question, to wonder, and to identify just where we fit into this. And surely our admiration and worship can only grow when we see the splendour of the Lord's handiwork. Verse 3. "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you've established, what are humans that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honour." David's first response is admiration. Then second is to wonder how God sees us, how he sees people, how he sees humans. We know from the account at the start of it all, from Genesis, that God made man last, the peak, the summit, the crown of his creation. Genesis 1. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them, male and female. He created them. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. There was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. The last day of creation, after all that rest. But the last day, God created humans. We're not just another animal. We're not just an upright, hairless mammal. We were created to be special and different. Like it says, you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honour. Many versions, many translations of this verse say you made them a little lower than the angels. But the actual meaning is a little lower than God. We're high up in God's creation. What a privilege, what a joy, what a challenge. How scary that we have this responsibility. The Creator gave us power, gave us dominion over his creation. We are to care for and watch over all animals, all creation. It's a responsibility that we misuse. We treat carelessly and we exploit shamelessly. Over the millennia, we've treated the planet harshly. There are many, countless examples of how we mistreat animals, exploit the landscape, strip plant life, pollute the atmosphere, fill the seas with plastic. The list goes on. Surely it's not what God wants. Of course, there are examples of good husbandry, of good care, using resources well from farmers, gardeners, but not enough. It's something we need as a people to repent of. Don't get me wrong, I'm not an eco-warrior, but I feel strongly we need to change how we look at the way we treat creation and start looking after our planet better. So, not quite at the end yet, but we're going to have a song up on the screen to help us reflect on creation, our response to the truth that God made it all, God made us and we're special. This song expresses a response to the beauty of the planet. It's called So Will I. So as we listen, just reflect. There's more of that song, but it goes on a bit too long for this morning. We'll play it at the end again. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. So how do I, respond to the truths of Psalm 8? What response is appropriate to the majesty of the creative God, to the message he writes across the skies? The message of God is not to remain still, to stagnate. It's to create, to grow, to develop, to learn more about him, to learn more about God. He's the creator of everything and we're made in his image. We're creative, made to grow, made to develop, made to worship. God tells us we shouldn't stay in the same place, the place of salvation where we were on the day he first came into our life. But we should, day by day, constantly, look to know more, experience more, learn more, enjoy more about God, about his creation, his glory, his love, his power, his truth, his mercy, his spirit, his son, his grace, his compassion, his judgment, his forgiveness, his sacrifice, his resurrection, his healing, his love. In practical ways, don't keep doing the same things. Don't keep singing the same songs in the same way, reading the same words but not letting them sink in, sitting in the same chair, passing the same people without a word. Read, listen, study, talk. Talk about God. Look for God to do a new thing today. Look for a new thing from him today, every day. Look to the new thing, the God thing, the thing that honours God, protects his creation, values the things he's made. Look for his actions, the way that it takes you deeper and further into the heart of the Creator. There's always more. And the longer we spend looking for God, the more we will learn and appreciate him. Like it says in the psalm, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You've made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. Remember always these words I started with and David started with. O Lord our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.